Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, and I welcome you to the November 21st, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page. Now let's get started on the local news you've been missing.
The City Council has approved the demolition and asbestos abatement of 9 properties through the funding of the Illinois Housing Development Agency's Strong Communities Program grant. Kleckner Excavating will perform 2 of the demolitions, and Fisher Excavating will complete 7. The properties to be demolished are on Winneshiek, Benton, Float, Rotzler, Henderson, Warren, and Pine Streets. The City of Freeport is also in the design process of Well House No. 12 after receiving a commitment from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and Eric Sorensen, Freeport's congressional representative for Illinois' 17th Congressional District, to fund $13.3 million of the originally estimated $14 million of the project. The City Council approved a building architecture contract and mechanical engineering contract for this project. Also, here's a quick reminder to be respectful of the street crews as they're completing a number of the projects throughout the city in order to be ready for smooth winter travel about town.
The Greater Freeport Partnership is hosting the ribbon cutting ceremony for Highland Community College's mobile medical unit at Building Inn on the Highland campus. The public is invited to attend the event on Monday, November 25th. At 11 o'clock a.m. The mobile lab provides students with field experience and offers Northwest Illinois residents convenient access to care in their own communities. For example, it allows students to work with nursing staff and nurse practitioners to offer local flu clinics and blood pressure checks, providing welcome access to health care in rural areas.
The holiday shopping season begins in downtown Freeport this weekend, November 23rd, with the city's traditional mistletoe walk. Dozens of businesses, shops, and boutiques open their doors with holiday music, treats, and shopping specials on Saturday. Special live music appearances are scheduled throughout downtown, with community carolers walking the streets, and horse-drawn carriage rides are free to all attendees from noon until 4. A holiday tree lighting will take place at 5 o'clock p.m. in front of the Stevenson County Courthouse. Following the tree lighting, join downtown businesses for the hot cocoa stroll until 8 o'clock p.m. as you stroll the streets lit by luminary lights. New this year, warm up at the Greater Freeport Partnership's S'mores Station at their 15 West Stevenson Street location. FreePod and Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors caught up with Nicole Haas of the Greater Freeport Partnership for more details.
I am here with Nicole Haas, the brand director of the Greater Freeport Partnership, a good friend, a friendly personality to Freeport, Illinois. And Nicole, welcome. And more importantly, it's the holiday season. What's going on around this area thanks to the Greater Freeport Partnership?
Well, the Greater Freeport Partnership has a number of activities and events and promotes local shopping. But really, we can't do any of that without the help of amazing volunteers. So I just have to say, Mr. Connor, congratulations on being awarded Illinois Main Street's Volunteer of the Year.
You snuck that in on me. Well, thank you. I love my community And I love volunteering. I love doing great things. I love having a good time. And I love hanging around the Greater Freeport Partnership. So thank you so much. And I'm very excited to receive the award. And I can't wait to get a picture of it with you.
Yes. Yeah. And you knew that I had to slide that in because the timing was too good. I mean, for when this is coming out, it's just if people hadn't seen it already, they are now. But because of you, Mr. Connors, and so many other amazing volunteers, the Greater Freeport Partnership continues to do work promoting and expanding the growth in Freeport and Stevenson County. And really our focus around the holidays is what can we do for local businesses so people think about shopping local first. And there are so many opportunities to do that in the coming months ahead.
So with that, I mean, we think about the fact that with it being Thanksgiving and then going into Christmas, sometimes we forget about Thanksgiving. Is there anything around here in November that has that feel that people can go to?
So we really start early here on the holiday shopping. But yeah, you're right. Thanksgiving. And I think a number of the activities are really about giving back as well. A lot of the craft fairs and some of the FHN Festival of Trees activities are really about giving back to the community in different organizations and ways to do that. So when you attend Tri-County's craft fair or Emmanuel Lutheran's craft fair, you're not just doing that to get great gifts for some of the people on your list, but you're also supporting some really fantastic nonprofits as well. Another example of that is the Holiday Crafting Gift Show at the Stevenson County Historical Society, which is November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. They're open 9 to 5 on Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and 11 to 4 on Sunday. But again, it really is giving back and also getting something great for the people on your list.
But Nicole, there's nothing going on in Freeport. Come on. That's what everybody says. Not everybody. But the people that don't know say that. So what else is going on that makes people go, wow, I don't think I can do all of these things in Freeport?
Yeah. And being the person who's promoting all there is to do in the area, there's nothing that'll get my blood boiling a little faster than the question you just asked, because we see so many things that come through this area of for every interest level. So if you have not subscribed to our weekly digital events guide, please do so. You can go to greaterfreeport.com. And in the upper right hand corner of our website, you click weekly events. It has like a digital looking magazine rack. Click on the most recent edition and then a pop-up box will come up. You can enter your email address and it will come to your email every Thursday. We don't spam you with a bunch of other stuff. You're just going to get a guide of 30 plus pages and multiple events on a page that come to you every Thursday. You can click on each event for more information. We have live music, like the craft shows that we've talked about, historical presentations from either Highland Lifelong Learning or the library or the Lincoln Douglas Society. We promote everything, every interest level from historian to family to arts, all can be found there. Also, we put out an events and activities calendar for each month. We try to be as comprehensive as possible. But of course, you know, we can only put so many on one piece of paper. And then new, we printed a 2025 annual calendar. And you can pick that up at local banks throughout Stevenson County, the Freeport Public Library, or the partnership. And that has a number of events. And you can hang that on your wall. And you will have a reminder every time you flip the calendar of the great things happening in this area.
You know what? The thing that I love about that calendar, I saw it last night, and I already gave mine that was given to me to my mother, who is just pleased to be just so pleased because she goes, now I know where you're going to be at. So it's one of these things that's wonderful. The pictures are beautiful, but more importantly, Nicole, the logos on those calendar dates just pop. It's just a wonderful calendar.
Well, thank you. And this is something that really came out of, again, amazing volunteers and everybody putting their head together and being like, this is a segment of the market that we're missing that still says they don't have enough information about what's going on in the area. So it's a constant reminder that top of mind, but really it's showcasing, like you said, so many other organizations in Stevenson County. This isn't about the partnership. The partnership is here to amplify the efforts of so many other great things happening in the area.
So we want to get this every Thursday to come to us. We want to pick up a calendar. What's one more thing that the people need or should know in order to gain more information and more things that are going to take place in Freeport during the holiday season?
So for sure, you want to follow us on our social media channels, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn, whatever your pleasure. You can find us on all of those channels. But the one thing you want to make sure you're looking for is Mistletoe Walk, which is coming up this Saturday, November 23rd. We are excited to have activities throughout the day. A lot of the downtown stores open around 10 a.m. We're going to have a horse-drawn carriage from noon to 4 p.m. That's completely free, thanks to Century Insurance. So you can get on either down by Wagner House, or you can get on by Hilldale Deli, and it does a little route through downtown. Then we also have the holiday tree lighting at the county courthouse at 5 p.m. And then there's a hot cocoa stroll with Luminary Walk in downtown from 5 to 8 p.m. Stores are going to stay open a little longer. Vote for the best window decoration. And also come see us 15 West Stevenson Street next to Jet Beauty. We're going to have a s'mores bar that's free to the public, as well as some opportunities for great holiday photos and a couple other just fantastic surprises to be in that area. So another great way, of course, first and foremost, come shop with the local stores in downtown Freeport, whether it's on Mistletoe Walk or throughout the year. Then check out so many other events that are happening for local shopping. Lena has their holiday event with all of their shopping the first Saturday in December. So if you subscribe to the Greater Freeport Partnership's digital event guide, you won't miss any of these opportunities to shop local and get in the holiday spirit.
Well, I want to get in the holiday spirit, and I'm going to be at the Mistletoe Walk November 23rd. I'm not volunteering. I'm just going. Okay. I'm not going to volunteer this time. And so I'm very, very excited. There's something, maybe it's because the musical's just finished, but I'm very excited about all the holiday activities that are taking place, and I can't wait to go. Nicole Hass, Brand Director of Greater Freeport Partnership, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for that interview, Tim. And Freepot is very proud of you for winning Volunteer of the Year at the 2024 Lieutenant Governor's Illinois Main Street Achievement Awards. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton presented the awards to recognize exceptional contributions in supporting the Illinois Main Street program that strengthens so many communities like Freeport. Other awards presented went to the Pretzel Pickers for volunteer recognition, the Rediscover Your Downtown campaign for promotional approach, the Greater Freeport Partnership for organizational approach, and the Base Camp Program for economic vitality. Since its inception in 1993, Illinois Main Street has been extraordinarily effective at working with communities across the state to revitalize downtowns and commercial districts through place-based economic development. Illinois Main Street programs have collectively secured nearly $1.2 billion in public and private reinvestment, added over 11,000 jobs, created over 24,000 new businesses, and rehabilitated 1,220 buildings. Freepot is grateful for the contributions of all the people involved in these efforts, and again, we're especially proud of Tim.
The Stevenson County Historical Museum will host its annual holiday gift and craft show this weekend. If you're looking for unique gifts handmade by local artists and craftspeople, books on local subjects, pretzel ornaments, jewelry, small antiques, and traditional Raleigh products, the event, held at the museum at 1440 South Carroll Avenue, runs from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, 9 o'clock to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and 11 o'clock until 4 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is free.
Congratulations to the Stockton girls volleyball team on their second place finish in the state. The Lady Blackhawks and Coach Maddie Pontius earned their first ever trip to the state finals, but lost in the championship match. They finished the season with a 37-3 record, and we are proud of how they represented our region. Way to go, Lady Blackhawks.
A November 12, 2024 special meeting of the Highland Community College Board was called to discuss the purchase of property, resulting in a unanimous vote to approve the purchase of a residential property at 3156 West Pearl City Road at a purchase price of $200,000. President Kuberski noted that the college has no immediate plans for the property, but its location adjacent to and immediately west of the entrance to the maintenance building on Pearl City Road allows the college flexibility to construct a safer west entrance to the campus, as well as allowing for other possible campus expansions. In other Highland news, on November 26, 2024, there will be an audit meeting at 3 o'clock p.m., followed by the regularly scheduled board meeting at 4 o'clock p.m. There will be no regular board meeting in December, but the board will meet for a quarterly retreat on December 12th.
Freepod has received much information about many food drives in the Freeport area, as well as drives for clothing, toys, and other items for families in need who could use a helping hand during the holiday season. Rather than try to mention all of them and unintentionally missing any of these worthy holiday activities, we suggest that you visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website for additional information in their newsletter, or just check with places you frequent throughout the year to find locations accepting items and monetary contributions. There are many opportunities at churches, businesses, schools, and other locations, and your support is greatly appreciated.
With all the wind we've had recently, even stubborn leaves are starting to come down, and many residents are finishing their fall leaf cleanup. Here are a few reminders from the city about how to support efficient leaf pickup in your neighborhood. First, leaf piles need to be on the curb line in a straight line. Avoid placing piles near power poles and guide wires, as well as storm drains, and don't park close to piles of leaves to allow the leaf pickup folks ample room to maneuver. Crews will continue to pass through the city until the first significant snowfall. A leaf collection map is posted on the city's website homepage at www.cityoffreeport.org. The city updates it throughout the season, but as the crews will make several rounds, and if a section is marked as complete, that does not mean it will be left unattended for the rest of the season. Crews may just be done with that area for a time and will return again soon. Plan your raking accordingly. And remember, no other landscaping waste, only leaves.
While you finish up your leaf raking, the time has come to also complete some final garden tasks before winter sets in. Before we store away our garden tools, consider proper cleaning and storage of equipment to keep it in good working order and to prepare it for the next growing season. Remove caked-on soil from tools using a scraper or a wire brush. Spray metal parts with penetrating oil to prevent rust during storage. Sharpen tools and tighten nuts, bolts, and screws. Sand rough spots on wooden-handled tools and treat with linseed oil. Store garden tools in a clean, dry, indoor area for the winter season.
Once again, there are plenty of things to do in the Freeport area in the coming week. The Children's Hand-On Museum of Northwest Illinois at the Lincoln Mall, often called by its acronym CHOM, is hosting Space Days this Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. As we've reported in the past, they now have a Star Lab, and many parents may fondly remember the school district's Star Lab from their days at Freeport School District. Admission is $6 for visitors over age 2. We're also looking forward to the Friends Forever Humane Society Cookie Walk and Holiday Bazaar this Saturday, November 23rd, from 8 a.m. until noon at the Eagles Club at 1200 West Galena Avenue. In addition to cookies, there'll be wreaths, a Longaberger basket sale, and a room full of gift baskets ready for everyone on your holiday list. And of course, it's all for a great cause in helping to support the adoptable dogs and cats at Friends Forever. This is also a Saturday for the Stevenson County Winter Farmers Market at the Farm Bureau Building at 210 West Spring Street. From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., you can browse tasty treats like home-baked bread and dessert, homemade jams and jellies, and crafts from a variety of vendors as you enjoy free coffee. And finally, with lots of friends and family gatherings coming up, it's important to stay healthy and keep others at these events healthy too. So we're reminding you that free COVID tests are available at covidtests.gov. If you are looking for something to do this weekend or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too.
In closing, we'd like to remind you that we're having a year-end fundraising drive to help offset some of FreePod's expenses. We've been bringing you newscasts and interviews for almost a whole year, and most of the generous startup funding support we received has been spent to get us up and running. While our staff is all volunteer, we do have ongoing business expenses, including insurance and marketing, to help more people learn about FreePod. And it's time to reinvigorate our bank account. Please visit us at our website for more details. And thank you in advance for considering a donation for our holiday stocking. We also want to remind you that last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website through our Facebook page, and at WNIJ Northern Public Radio's website, was FreePod and Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors visiting with Nate and Penny Ewing Peterson of Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery. Next week, Tim will talk with Stephen Winter about the creation of another great local brewery, Generations. They will talk about how they got started and their future plans. The conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, November 26th. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts of state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members, with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas here with Pat Norman, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.